Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Yeah Yucca. Bear with me as I try to get this set up still here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Yeah Yucca, a show where we cover culture, conspiracies, carnivore, and Christ consciousness. Today, I wanted to cover some healthy habits that don't involve food. And I know it's still early in the new year, so a lot of people are trying to, you know, go in with their New Year's resolutions and all that stuff. And so I wanted to just go over some healthy habits and that don't involve food. I know I talk a lot about food, and so I wanted to make a little video just talking about some things that we can involved in our daily lives that don't have anything to do with food, but have a lot to do with health. And it's just good for your mind, your body, and your soul to do things that just help with your health overall. And I did make a little slideshow here. And I want to see, this is my first time putting up a slideshow. So it ended up having to be a video. So this will be fun trying to figure this out, and I'm going to add this on here and kind of go through it with you guys. And so I did a little list I put together, and when I was putting this together, I just could not stop referring to the Bible in reference to a lot of these things, because it just, these Bible verses just kept popping up in my head. So there are a couple Bible verses throughout these lists, but I did make it like a little slideshow so you guys can go along with me as I go through these little slides. So let's see, it went blank, I don't know, there we go. So the first one is to pray and meditate. Let me switch this here, there we go. So praying and meditating is really important. Meditation is really important to cleanse your spirit and your mind. It helps, you know, just helps you clear out all the bad things. And so, excuse me, the meditation is important to clear your mind, get all that negative stuff out, all the bad juju, all those bad thoughts and all that stuff. But then you have to remember to couple that with prayer. You want to make sure that you don't just empty your mind, because that makes you more susceptible to being attacked. And so, you know, we are we do experience spiritual warfare regularly. And so it's really important to couple meditation with prayer, because you want to make sure that you fill your mind and your spirit with God's love, joy, strength, and message. And prayer is a really great time for you to just kind of get closer with God. And it helps you also align your will with His will. And so that's something that, you know, it just kind of naturally happens that way when you end up talking with God. You know, you at sometimes you might not be able to hear God. I know that was the case for me for a while. But as long as you stick with it and keep talking to Him and keep asking Him different questions, you know, the question, why me? Like, that one has never, you know, it's, that's never really the question that you want to ask. That one's the easiest question to ask, like, why? And God doesn't really answer that question right away. He usually, you know, tries to teach you some patience in that regard. And you want to make sure that you are praying. I know that this is something I need to do better on. And all of these things actually are things that I personally need to be doing better on and that I want to do better on. And so I just wanted to share these things with you. Some of these, you know, I do implement in my daily life and have implemented these in my daily life for a very long time. But some of them I do think that I can be better at. And so I just want to improve. And I wanted to share this list with you guys that I put together for you. And so the first thing is prayer and meditation that I think is so very important. And let's see here. So the next one. Hello, everybody in the chat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you guys so much. the second one is to be aware of your words that you say. So it's called spelling for a reason. I'm sure a lot of people know that follow this show, but it is called spelling for a reason. And the words that you say really have like so much weight. I don't think people realize this because they're like, oh, it's just words, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if you look to the core of it, everything is energy. Absolutely. Every single thing is energy. And it literally, everything literally has weight to it. And so the words that you say really matter. And even the way that you say them, like your tone of voice also depicts what you're saying. You know, you can say the same thing, but in two different tones, and you know, you'll get a completely different message from each one. And so this is something that I have tried focusing on for years, to be honest. I found out, you know, years ago how, you know, words are called spelling for a reason. And that's when I first initially tried to cut back on the cuss words because I didn't want to be cursing all the time. I didn't want to be cursing my life. I didn't, you know, want to be cursing away my life or anybody else's life. And so I tried to cut out curse words, which was very hard because I had been doing that since I was really, really young. And I wanted to cut back on that. And so I would try to switch my curse words with like just silly words or like, oh, dang it, or darn, or shucks, and things like that. But cutting the curse words out, and I'm obviously not perfect. I will still do it every now and then, but I do try to be cognizant of how often and how regularly I curse. Also, when I tried to be, when I started my femininity journey a couple of years ago, you know, it's realizing it's really not ladylike for women to be cursing. And I know that there's a lot of women that do curse regularly and they think that it's okay and that it's not a problem. And like I said, like every now and then it's really not like a big deal. We're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. But if you're cursing every single thing all day, every day, and then your life is so stressful, you know, it might be something to take a look at how often you're cursing yourself. And, you know, and all these things really are tied together. every action, every thought, every word that we say is tied with each other, and everything really does matter. And so I also was looking up into the derivative of the word spell, and I thought it was really interesting because spell is a derivative of the word gospel. So I thought that was so interesting because the weight of our words has so much power to it. And then, you know, when you imagine the power of the gospel, or you know the power of the gospel, you know, it kind of makes sense as to why, you know, God wants us to be in the gospel and to spread, to talk about his good word and all that. And so the words that you say do matter. And I wanted to share this Bible, these Bible verses. This one, actually, I could, like, it was so hard to pick the Bible verse. I had no idea which Bible. I had, like, so many more Bible verses on this. And this is one that, like, it is all over in the Bible, expressing how important it is, you know, for us to be aware of the words that we say, the words that come out of our mouth. So Proverbs 16:24 is, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. We live in a world that it is so easy to get angry. It's so easy to have road rage. It's so easy to snap at your partner. It's so easy to ignore your friends. It's so easy to, you know, it's so easy just to be a negative person, because it's, I feel like people talk it up like it's a good thing. Like, oh, I can curse, like, whatever, like, it doesn't matter. They're just words. Like, I don't mean anything by it. And it's like, this is something that I feel like a lot of people struggle with, myself included. And it's like, well, I didn't intend to hurt your feelings, or I didn't intend to curse you, or to sound like I was mad at you. But our intentions don't always align up with the actions that we should be taking. And so it's just food for thought, definitely something to think about, you know, and be aware of. But kindness is so underrated these days. And I think it's sad, because we obviously need more kindness in the world. With the gender roles, with the world trying to switch the gender roles up, men be more like women and women be more like men. Women have become a little bit more rough around the edges and internally, I think. And I think a lot, and I used to be like this too. Like, I used to curse all the time. I used to be like bossy, and I used to nag a lot and complain a lot and curse people out and, you know, get road rage and all this stuff. And, you know, and I think it's something common for a lot of women, especially women who have had to protect themselves and were forced to be in a masculine role most of their lives. And so I think a lot of women are susceptible to not speaking very nicely to people, especially, you know, nowadays that men are under attack. Like, men, a lot of women think like they don't need men, and so they're just like, oh, I'm better than that, even though you need a man to have a baby. And so it's just like I think it's so sad that women are not as in touch with their femininity, and it has pulled them away from that softness. And so a lot of women nowadays are a little more just whatever with their words, and they're real quick to get angry. And you know, and I think it's important for us as a society to just be a little bit more aware of the words that we say and the energy that we put behind them, and as in, like, how we say them. And I think especially for women, you know, like, a lot of men, they look for that softness, because that is in essence what a woman, what a big part of her value is. Women, it's something different about women from men, is that they have that peace, or they have the capability. They have the capability of carrying that peace, that softness, that lovingness, that nurturing essence that men aren't innately born with. And, you know, and I think it's important for women to focus on being a little bit more gentle with their words, especially if you're in a relationship. I know that's something that's very common, and it's really portrayed a lot on TV, how women just nag at their husbands. They don't care what they say to him. Every little thing he does is wrong. And, you know, and we think that because they're men that they're just supposed to take it and be okay with it. But like, we're all human, and all humans have feelings. Like, it's not just women that are emotional. Men have feelings too. And I think it's really important that if especially you're in a relationship, that it's important for women to be cognizant of how you're saying things to your partner. And just remember that, you know, that you're a woman and God gave you the gift of softness. And it's really a beautiful thing to embrace, because you see this reaction in other people, at least from my experience. Like, I see a reaction to this and just the way that I am with other people. Men in particular, you know, they just, when men see a feminine woman that is just naturally nice, like, it's not a forced niceness, it's not a like a pretend thing, like, I genuinely like to be nice to people. Like, I have been in customer service for a long time, and I genuinely like to, you know, please the customer and make sure that the customers are always happy and all that stuff. And my friends too, like, I've been in the service industry for so long, but because I actually love it, like, I actually love serving people, and I love, you know, giving people delicious food and watching them, you know, enjoy it and all this stuff. And so it's a beautiful gift that I think women have that we need to be embracing more, because it's something that's dying, and I think it needs to be brought back to life. And so I'm going to go on to the next verse here. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And it just goes back to show how much weight our words really have. And, you know, and death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you have the ability to bring somebody down so far with just your mouth. You literally can bring death or life to somebody just by the words that you speak. And that is kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast and show, because I want to bring life. I want to, you know, to bring life into other people's lives. Like, I want to help other people be happy and healthy, just like I have been doing for myself for so many years. I want other people to try to look to their future and take care of their temple. God only gave us one temple, and so it's really important for us to take care of it and nurture it, and you know, just be as good to our temple as much as we can possibly. And so that's one of the reasons why I came on here, is because I want to help other people like I've helped myself. And that's something that God calls us to do. That's one of the Ten Commandments, I believe. And, you know, he wants us to love others as we love ourselves. And so the order that goes in is God first, then we have to love ourselves. I think a lot of people misinterpret and don't realize this, but God wants us to love him first, then ourselves, and then others. And that, like, it has to go in that order because if you put others before yourself, you're not going to have that much to give eventually. You are going to be completely depleted. Your cup is going to be empty. You're not going to be able to give anything to anybody, and not even yourself at that point, because you'll be so burnt out. You'll be so drained. And so, God first, then you. You need to, people need to remember to fill their cup up first, so they can pour into others. And that's something that I am working on as well a lot. But I had somebody try to argue with me in my comments on my Instagram one day about regarding this. And he was, or I don't know, the person was saying, I think a lot of people, they love themselves too much, and people need to love God more. They don't, they need to stop focusing on themselves so much, and all this stuff. And I was like, but the Bible literally says, God first, you second, others third. Love others as you love yourself. How can you love others first if you don't know how much you love yourself first? Right? And so I was trying, I only responded a couple times because I don't really like getting into online arguments like that unless I'm just trolling the other person. But this was a serious conversation. And so I didn't really respond too much with this person. But and I understand what he's saying. He is, I think, or I think I understand what I think that person was saying, that people love themselves too much. I think he might be getting it mixed up with people are obsessed with themselves too much. They are too proud of themselves. They are obsessed with themselves. And and to a certain extent, like, those things aren't super wrong as long as you're still putting God first. And I mean, obsession, that's not really, you don't really want to be obsessed. But putting God first and then taking care of yourself, like, it's a really big thing that I think a lot of people fail to realize. Even just doing basic things like brushing your hair every morning, or getting dressed in the morning, even though you might not be going anywhere, or just having a daily routine that you do for yourself. And you want to make sure that you fill your cup so that you can properly give to others, and that you can overabundant, you have, that way you have an overabundance that you're able to share with others. So let's go to this next slide here. And thanks again for everyone in the comments. I am trying this live stream from my home. I caved and I gave Elon Musk my money so I can get Wi-Fi at my house, because I had a lot to, I have a lot of stuff to do. I do a lot of work from home. And so I finally got this. Oh, and I finally got this Starlink set up here at my house. And I just want to make sure that everything is running smoothly. So this is a little test run that I'm doing here. And let me get this screen fixed. Here we go. So the third one slide I have is to feed your mind. And and this is something that I learned a few years ago, and it's, I think, something that's overlooked a lot. So what we consume matters. What we put in our brain does matter. I think a lot of people think that it's okay, kind of same thing with the curse words. People think that it's okay, and I think for me, in moderation is best for this, because we are human, and we're bound to make mistakes. And I think that cleaning up your social feed is a really easy way to do this. I know we all get stuck in the doom and gloom of and mindless scrolling. And so if you are going to be mindlessly scrolling anyways, the best thing you can do for your mental health is to clean up your feed. And, you know, if you don't want to unfollow a bunch of people, you can at least mute them, which I had to do that. And so I don't see a lot of the people that I follow in my feed. I mainly only see the ones that are like Christian meme pages or like positive affirmations or relationship pages, femininity pages, masculinity pages, things that have a specific theme that I want to learn and grow in. And so that's all on my feed. Well, also cats, like animal videos and stuff too, because you know, you gotta have some cute and funny stuff in there. Anyways, so I cleaned up my feed on my social media, on Instagram at least. And so that really made such a huge difference in the stuff that I was consuming. And I'll admit it made me feel a little bit better about scrolling on Instagram and stuff like that. And so cleaning up your feed is really important. And I know like some guys, I've had a couple of friends post about this where they like struggle on social media because these women are just like, you know, showing their whole body on social media and they're trying, and these men are, you know, they're trying to live a healthier life, mentally healthy, and they're trying to not consume porn and things that are basically like softcore porn posted just all over social media. And, you know, these women are in like no clothes and showing their booty and all this stuff. And like, I'm not saying it's wrong to have a body like that. It's totally good to have, for a woman to look like a woman. But, you know, just flaunting every inch of your body on social media is not really the healthiest thing, in my opinion, for anybody. And, you know, and so I've had friends that complain about that, and, you know, muting all these women, it will eventually clean up your feed. It will eventually stop showing you that stuff if you mute these accounts, if you stop following these accounts. And also, you know, if you start liking other posts with other different content and saving it, that will also feed into the algorithm where it'll help start to clean up your feed. Another thing that I tried for the first time a few years ago was a secular music cleanse. And that one was it's something very different. So I did it for like a week, and, you know, and I do listen to secular music. Like I will listen, like I grew up in Houston. So I grew up listening to rap and stuff like that. And, you know, and I still love listening to that stuff, especially in the gym. But I like to do a secular music cleanse every now and then, maybe like once a year. Try to do it for like a week where you only listen to gospel music or music with no words. And switching over to gospel music, it's definitely different. I'll say that for sure. But I should put together like a little playlist. I know I have one that someone else put together of like Christian rap music, which is, you know, it's nice to have that. It's never the same as the secular music, I'll say that for sure. You know, I'm not gonna lie and say that it's bumping like the like secular music is, but there are some really good songs. And what I really like about gospel and Christian music is the words. And that's the one thing that I hate, that I don't like about secular music, is like the words are just so bad and so horrible. And like, so the words in the gospel music make such a big difference when you fill your mind with positive words, with God's love, God's truth. And, you know, and when you start getting into it, like, you know, you really feel it in your soul. Like it is such a different feeling when you're vibing to gospel music versus vibing to secular music. It's like the secular music, you feel the energy in your body, you know, and it makes you want to dance and all this stuff. It makes you want to get your body moving. But when you listen to gospel music, it vibes in your soul. Like you feel it in your spirit, and it hits different. It really does. And so trying a secular music cleanse for 1 week is a game changer, because then when you go back to listening to secular music, you're like, oh my gosh, like, why was I listening? I can't believe I was listening to this, you know? And it's just like, it's a fun experiment to try for sure. And so since I'm talking about it now I'm gonna try to do a secular music cleanse, because I have been a little bit heavy on the secular music lately. So I think a secular music cleanse is due pretty soon. And also, like, your thoughts too are just as heavy as your words, if not maybe more heavy, because oops, really have a lot of weight as well. And you know, and especially if you're into like manifesting and stuff like that, you let me see. Okay, I think I was having. So yeah, your thoughts can also be damaging to your mental health. And so it's really important to just remind yourself of truths, especially positive truths, when you encounter negative thoughts. Let me see here. And so I just want to remind you guys to remember that you're human and you can always start again to try to do better next time. And you know, and our thoughts have such weight to them, and we sometimes, like, it because I know this is something that I struggle with. You know, we might have negative thoughts that we know are not true, but then we think about it so much that we end up thinking that it's true. And so we, you know, a trick to combat this is to try to just do the opposite, and you know, and tell yourself a positive truth. Like, you know, like if you think like, oh, I look so ugly when I wear this dress or whatever, like you could say like, oh, well, this dress, like my shoulders look really good in this dress, or you know, this color is a really good color on my skin. Like, you know, talk about other positive attributes that are still true, a truth, like you're not lying to yourself or anything like that. And so saying positive truths to yourself is a really good way to get around this, when you have negative thoughts. So here is the next slide I have, which is to stay physical. Even if you're just going for a walk, it's really, really greatly beneficial for your overall health. Walking is something that I personally need to do more of in my life. I am active. I do go to the gym, and I will go to local parks sometimes for a hike. I really like going on hikes. And so, some people, you know, they want to be more active, but they don't know where to start. Walking. Walking is the like easiest thing that you can do to stay physically active. And it's so good because it helps clear your mind. And you know, and even if it's cold out, like you just force, you know, you bundle up and you force yourself to go out into the cold, and then you get a little bit of that cold therapy. And then if the sun shines out, you're absorbing that vitamin D, which sunshine is the best form of vitamin D that you can get. And so you just, you know, you're winning in all these different areas just by going out for a walk. And I know that some people might not be able to walk. And I totally get that. Like, I understand whatever the reason is, there's so many reasons why somebody can't go out for a walk. But if you can't, that's totally okay. You can still be active at home. I know they have at-home chair exercises that I've seen. And then I've even seen like before and after pictures of people like losing weight and getting more fit just by doing chair exercises. And that's something that's been around for quite a while now. You know, it's not a really big popular thing. And eventually, hopefully, you can get yourself up out of the chair with these exercises. But you know, just having some sort of movement is really important to get your blood flowing, to get your mind rolling, and just, you know, just to get your body moving is really good for your overall physical and mental health. And so, like, if you do go to the gym already and you're like feeling stuck at the gym, something that you can try is to add progressive overload to your routine. This is something that I'm currently doing right now, trying to gain muscle. And so, adding progressive load overload is a game changer if you're trying to add on muscle. So, and what that is essentially is you just, when you finish your set, add a few more pounds. Like, even if it's the 2.5 pounds, because it's still a little bit more than what you did before. And so, and then, and you just do that between every set. And it helps you become stronger and it helps you become able to lift more weights. And so it's something really, really interesting to try because it just, you can add on more weights when you thought that you couldn't lift heavier because you've been stuck on this one weight for weeks. Like, you add just a tiny bit more, and then you are slowly, definitely going to be lifting more weights. And there's so many other things that you can do to stay physical. But those are just two of the main things that I wanted to list because, I know a lot of people struggle with just getting movement around, and so I wanted to just offer a couple of easy ways to get moving and get that blood flowing because it's really key if you're wanting to be a healthy person. See, get this slide up here. Think the internet might not be the best here for live streaming. If there's any like sound issues or anything, you guys can let me know in the chat. I would really appreciate it. So next thing here is to have a hobby. I listed here some hobbies that I have, and I wrote down, don't be boring or bored. God doesn't want us to be idle. I wrote here Proverbs 13:4, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desire of the diligent are fully satisfied. Meaning, if you are lazy and you don't ever go do anything, you don't put in any kind of work for yourself or for others or in any kind of regard, even at your job, you're lazy, you just do the bare minimum. Your appetite is never going to be filled. Your cup is always going to be empty. You are always going to feel like life isn't treating you right, or life isn't fair, or my life sucks, or you'll have all these thoughts, and it's because you're not doing anything about it. You're not filling your cup. You're doing the bare minimum. A lot of times people do less than the bare minimum nowadays, especially in businesses. And it's just so sad to see because I started working when I was 12 years old. So I've always been a busy person. And over the years I've had to force myself to learn how to rest because of it, because rest is just as important as working, if not more important. But God doesn't want us to be lazy. And you will just always feel like life is not fair if you stay in that lazy state. And so, but here on the rest of the verse, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. Why? Because we go after it, because you get it. You go and get it, and you go and do the things to make it happen. And that's why it's important to put yourself first, going back to the slide I was on earlier. It's important to put yourself first, and it's important to put that work towards yourself so you can share with others. And so I put these some of my hobbies because just for like some ideas, I was writing some of them down. And I was like, well, these are all things that I like to do, so I'll just keep going with that. And so I love going for a hike and camping. Both of those are also active activities where you're moving around. And I have a state parks pass for Texas, so I can go to any of the state parks all across the state, and go for a hike or go camping. I love doing those things. I've loved doing those things for a very long time, and it's a really calm and peaceful way to just go spend some. And this is something you can do alone too. Like, you don't have to go with somebody. You can do it alone and spend time with just you, yourself, and God. And it's really nice, whatever the weather is, you just prepare for it and you just go. And it's cool getting to see all the different flowers in your community and state, and all the different animals, and all the different little lakes and trees and plants and things like that. And so it's something that's really fun that I like to do. Dance class. I love signing up for dance classes. I haven't gone in a little while. I've been looking for a belly dancing class in Bastrop. There used to be one here. I went a few times, but now the lady's not doing it anymore. So, and I'm hesitating signing up for one in Austin because I just don't really want to drive into Austin very often. And so I'm kind of on the fence of actually signing up to become a belly dancing instructor because then I can just practice here at my house, and then I can also have classes where I teach other people how to do something that I love to do. So I'm really thinking, you know, I have a lot on my plate right now, but that is something that is on my radar that I really want to do. So I might become a belly dancing instructor that way, since there isn't one here in my town. You know, that's something that I know is a need that can be fulfilled, and it would be so much fun too. And then visiting local farms, I always love finding new local farms that I haven't visited to, or a new rancher, or a new raw milk dairy farm, and all this stuff. And so I will, especially when I find a new meat supplier, I will ask if I will immediately ask, can I come to your ranch? Like, I don't care how far away it is. Can I come see the cows? I want to come see the cows, please. And so, you know, of course they always let me come and visit the ranch, and it is so much fun. And I like the last ranch I went to visit, well, it was like a little family homestead, I guess you could say. And I got to milk a goat, and it was so much fun. I got my own freshly milked half gallon of goat milk, and I, you know, brought my own jar, and so I put it in my own pitcher, my own growler, and it cost me $10. And I also got to get the experience of milking my own goat. So that was something I don't want to really ever, I don't care to do that ever again. It was really cool getting to experience it. Maybe if the stool was a different height, it might have been a little bit more comfortable for me, but it was really cool getting to have that experience. And I can see how that's something that kids would really like to enjoy. And you know, and if you're thinking about homesteading, also like going out and helping or doing some of these random farm chores will definitely help you realize whether that's something you really want to put in that work to do, because that's something I've kind of been learning recently. And you know, I used to want to be self-sufficient and self-sustainable and all that, and right now in my life that's not something that I want to do at all, to be honest, because you know, I want to be able to travel a little bit. And when you have animals that need to be taken care of on a daily basis, it's just really hard to do that. And so I'm not sure if homesteading is 100% something I want to do. Maybe eventually later on down the line when I'm an old lady and I don't have anything else to do. But right now, it's not something that I'm really trying to do or focus on. So visiting the local farms and, you know, doing things like milking goats or helping on the farm, helping garden and things like that is a really great way. And your local rancher and farmer will be so grateful for you to come and be doing some of their laborious work, because you will find out that it is laborious. And so and there's different things on farms that I've done where I was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this on a daily basis. I don't want to do this on a weekly basis. I don't want this to be a part of my life. And so hats off to the farmers and ranchers out there, because without them, we would all be dead because we would not have any food. Yeah, so visiting your local farms and ranches is a really fun thing to do, and art classes are really fun. There are these, like, I forget what it's, oh, painting with a twist. I think they're nationwide. They're all over the place. I've done those a few times. They're really fun. It's like you, it's a BYOB, and you go and you paint a like there's a teacher there, and they teach you how to paint the specific painting. And you know, you go with your friends, or it's fun going as like a really big group, because then you all painted the same picture, but it all came out differently. And so it's really fun doing that with a big group, but it's also fun, you know, you can just go by yourself or with a friend, and those things are always happening, and you can like just look out for what kind of painting you want to do. But art and crafts is something that I've always been into. Like I like sewing, I like doing making clay stuff. I took art like all from middle school to high school and the crafts class and things like that. And so like sewing class, I used to sew my own clothes, which is something that I do want to get back into. I just literally don't have the space in my house to put a sewing machine anywhere. So I am hoping to eventually get like an outside studio where I can put all these artistic things that I want to do. It can be like a dance studio, art studio, sewing studio, you know, whatever. All these fun hobbies that I like to do. I live in a tiny home, and so I literally don't have the room to put this stuff in this house. And last but not least is the gun range. If you like to go shooting, especially if you live in Texas, there are gun ranges all over the place. And a lot of times they offer classes. And most of them, if you're a lady, Mondays is usually Ladies' Day at the gun ranges. So it's something that's really cool to check out. They'll usually offer a deal. And let me get to this next slide here, if it will allow it. Let's see. Okay. The next one is journaling. I think journaling is so important. If you're somebody like me who doesn't like to share a lot with your friends and family, or strangers online, then journaling is a really good way to get your thoughts out. If you are feeling overwhelmed, if you regularly feel overwhelmed or anxiety, journaling is a really, really good way to get your thoughts and feelings out. And then a lot of times, at least for me, I will just write stuff out. And like if it's a big issue or if it feels really heavy on my heart, I'll just write it out. And then I'll just feel better. Like if it's an issue with a person or something like that, then I won't feel like I have to talk to that person just because I wrote it out and I'm like, okay, it's not really that big of a deal. It's fine. Like here is that paper. And then you can like rip that paper up and you can throw it away, which is another cool thing. But the easiest journal to start is a thankful journal. Literally, you can just write three things that you're thankful for. And it will make such a huge change in your in the way that you think. And the thankful journal, you can literally just put three things. You can put three things that you're thankful for. Sometimes even just putting like I'm happy I woke up. I'm happy or I'm thankful for a bed. I'm thankful for this new day. I'm thankful for my cats. I'm thankful that I have food in the fridge. I'm thankful that I'm able to go and, you know, buy new shoes if I need to. Or, you know, like I'm thankful for the squirrels being cute outside. I'm thankful for the cows that I get to drive by on my way home every single day. And like those are literally things that I am thankful for. And that's how I, even if you are in a sad state or a depressed state, or if you're just feeling down, finding three small things that you're thankful for will play such a huge role in how you feel the rest of your day if you start your day out this way. And so, a thankful journal, I have, I think, a couple thankful journals that I started. And, you know, and that's kind of how I started at first, was just, three, like just a few things that I of things that I was thankful. And so I just want to encourage you that if you are don't know what to write about or anything like that, to start a thankful journal. And it will really, really make a big impact on your life, I promise. And other journal ideas, prayer journal, future self journal, dream journal, or even a food journal. All these things really can play a big role in your overall health, in your mental health. And like a prayer journal, I have a prayer journal. I always have tons of notebooks. Like right now, my stack of notebooks is like three notebooks that I pretty much carry around with me. And One of them is kind of like a notes, like notes to self book and like to-do lists and things like that. Another one is a workbook. And then the third one is a prayer journal that I have right now. It's literally just prayers to God. I do it like in, I try to give thanks for something in the beginning. And then I ask for what I need help with or what I want. And then I ask for forgiveness as well. In the end, I'm not as good as that as I should be, but we should be incorporating asking forgiveness in our prayers because we don't do that enough, I think. And we are sinners and we will sin for the rest of our life. And so asking for forgiveness for that is just really important. And, you know, and you have to mean it too. When you say it, you can't just like say it with no meaning and intend to do the bad thing over and over and over again. Future self journal is something really, really cool. I highly recommend just checking that out. Look it up. Just look up a future self journal. I think it's kind of started by Dr. Nicole Para, I believe is her last name. But she has like a template that you can go by. And it's kind of like a guideline on how to help shape your life in a way that you want it to. And it can be like in anything, like, oh, I want to make more money, or I want to get a promotion at my job, or I want to feel more beautiful, or, you know, I want whatever, like whatever you want your future self to have and be like, this template is a really good thing to get started on. It is work. I'll say it's like probably like 10 minute journal entry. So it is a little bit of work that you got to put into to get it going, but I promise you will see results. It is nuts. A dream journal is really fun. This one I find is really hard to do because the dream journal, like for me, the dream journal, you wake up and then you write your dream down. You write what you remember that was in your dream and you write it down. And then that way you can go back to it and look at it and, you know, and compare your dreams and things like that. But waking up and then writing in a book, like I wake up and it's dark outside, like, and it's dark in my house and I don't really turn on bright lights when I wake up. And like, I have other things that I need to do. Like I feed the cats, I go outside, I let the outside cats in and the inside cats out. And then, you know, and then I have my little routine that I do in the morning. And so like waking up and immediately writing in a dream journal is kind of a little bit difficult. I tried to do it, but that one was the hardest journal that I tried to pick up. But it is one that you can definitely try it out for yourself and see if it, it's also supposed to help you be more able to do the, what is it called? When you're able to control in your dreams, you're able to control your dreams. I used to be able to do that in middle school. That was cool. But yeah, it helps you just be more connected with your dreams. And also a food journal. So this is important to try out if you are having some health issues. Writing down what you eat and how it makes you feel is a really good way to keep track of how certain foods make you feel, especially if you're doing the carnivore diet for the month of January. And then I highly recommend to try doing the food journal once you start reincorporating the fruits and vegetables into your diet again. I would give every food item, try one ingredient at a time. So like if you try avocados, just eat avocados for one day and see how it makes you feel over the next 2 days, or, you know, whatever kind of food that you want to do. And I believe there might be one more slide as we get towards the end of it here. Oh, yes. So let me see. Community. I was talking to a friend last night and, you know, we're talking a little bit about this. And so I wanted to actually add this on to the slideshow because it is so important that we focus on not isolating ourselves, because God does not want us to be alone. As hard as that is for me to believe, because I absolutely love being alone and I love being at my house and I love spending time with myself and I love taking myself out to eat and I love pampering myself and I love going shopping by myself and I love to just be by myself so much. I really, really do. And I have recently started forcing myself to go out and hang out with my friends more. I love my friends. It's just, I just love getting to do my own thing in my own space and my own smells in my own house with my own pets and my own things. And so I just, I've been forcing myself to go out a lot more recently in the past couple months. And I feel like it is making a big shift in my mentality and the way that I look and feel towards spending time and energy with community around me. And so, and I know it's really important for us to also hang out with other people to help lift them up as well. And, you know, it's not just for our own sake, but for others' sake as well. You know, God wants us to help lift others up. He wants us to help, you know, call out our fellow brethren when they're slacking or sinning. And, you know, and then if they're doing good, like he also wants us to encourage them to keep on doing better and share his good word with your friends and family. And also conversing with others, it really helps open up your mind to new ideas and ways of thinking. And, you know, and you might think you have it all figured out, but then you go and tell somebody your idea and they're like, oh, well, what about this? And you're like, oh, wait, I didn't even think about that. Why? Because you're only one human being. Like, you can't have all the thoughts in the world. Like, there are other people that are different from you that are going to think different from you, and they're going to have different ideas, and they might be better than yours. And you're never going to know unless you have this conversation with them and unless you share your ideas with other people. And it's also really important to have good community because it actually helps keep your hormones balanced for both men and women. So in regards for women, it helps balance your hormones. Excuse me. It helps balance your hormones because women, when we get in groups and we start gossiping, we start chatting about all these girly things and like, oh, your hair is so pretty. Oh, what, how does this dress look? Oh my gosh, did I tell you about this guy? Like, you know, all these girly things that we talk about when we're in our groups of women, that actually naturally produces estrogen. And that's what women need to be creating. And you know, and food, not only just does food play a role in our hormones, but our actions play a role in our hormones so, so much. And I think that's something that's overlooked a lot, especially, you know, in the female-male dynamic. Women need to be doing certain things to stay feminine, and men need to be doing certain things to stay masculine. And women getting in groups of women and, like, you know, doing arts and crafts or, like, you know, having a wine and cheese night and you know, and gossiping and talking about all these things, and that actually naturally produces estrogen. So it's really important for women to have that community and to have that bonding with other women. And then for men, you know, when men are in groups, or, you know, not even just groups, just, you know, men with a couple guys and they're like having guy talk, they're like, I don't even want to say what guy talk is, because I'm sure it's way worse than what I would say. But, you know, that's manly stuff. And, you know, and if you're, or if you're talking about like fixing something and like and repairing something, and like just even like the thought of getting something done, like that is masculine. That is going to produce testosterone, especially if you guys go and you guys talk, you guys get all hyped up like, oh, we're going to go fix this cabinet. And then you guys go and fix the cabinet. Like, you guys are like hopped up on testosterone because you went and did the thing and you got it done. And, you know, and that actually naturally produces testosterone, even in a, being in a work environment, whether you're a man or a woman, if you are working hard, even as a server, even as a line cook, you know, those jobs that, you know, women do end up in those jobs, that will still naturally produce testosterone because you're working. You're getting something done and you are naturally going to produce testosterone. And that's why I don't think it's healthy for women to be working 40 plus work weeks, because then you don't have time to balance your estrogen. You don't have time to balance your femininity. You are spending all this time in your masculine, and then you wonder why you always keep attracting all these feminine men. And so I think it's really important, you know, for women to be aware of that and look into actions that will help keep your femininity balanced. And that's something that I want to cover as well. Maybe my next video will be about how to maintain your femininity or how to live a more feminine lifestyle, because there are some things that a lot of women don't do regularly that I really think women would enjoy incorporating into their life, because I know I have, trying to live a more feminine and soft life. But that'll be for another show. And I want to thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode. I see it's going over a little over an hour, but we are wrapping it up here. And this was the last slide. And so if anybody wants this, I can send you this slideshow. Just shoot me a comment or a message anywhere on any of my accounts. And so I just want to remind you guys that this slide is supposed to pop up, but it's obviously not. You are awesome. So thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I want to say that I think Tuesdays at noon is going to be my live stream time. It seems to be good for my current schedule. And I think I'm going to stick with that. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I will see you guys next Tuesday at noon Central Time. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms and check out my sponsor. My sponsor is Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. They have a sister company, Wolfpack. And you can check out my link, wolfpack.gold. And I should be able to add it here. It should have been floating this whole time, to be honest. But here it is, yekka.gold. You can see at the bottom of the screen. I want to give a big thanks to Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. They've been a sponsor of the show from the beginning. And if you know anything about the dollar crashing, you know that you should be stacking gold and silver. And if you haven't bought gold and silver with my link, yekka.gold, I don't know what you're waiting for, but just go ahead and go to yekka.gold and check them out. It's a monthly subscription service where you just literally get gold and silver mailed to your door every month, and you don't even have to think about it. And you actually get a good deal because they're able to buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you. So definitely check that out. And I want to thank you guys again so much for being here, and I will see y'all soon. God bless.